we'd have to probably get some more advertisers involved.
Yeah.
The network and ourselves, we split the costs. And I think we picked up transport and lodging or something like that. I can't remember offhand, but anyway, there was a kind of 50-50 division.
Do you have a recollection of roughly what that cost you?
I really don't. I'm thinking something on the order of $100,000, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, 75 to 100,000, probably.
Right. Right.
It may not have been that much. It may have been 80, a total 80. Before we ring off, I'll just ask my assistant. She tends to remember this stuff better than I do.
Okay, great. Well, you know, one of the things... May I tape record our conversation?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Thanks. One of the things that I was intrigued by and that I asked both Mr. Wallace and Mr. Lewis about was, you know, what McLean's hope to accomplish in doing that package, because, I mean, my first read-through was, my goodness, it's as though a team of journalists pointed their telescopes at, you know, deep space and discovered heaven. I mean, the potential for supercharging democracy that your process seemed to outline just hit me between the eyes. And I was wondering what you all hoped to accomplish and if you were basically pleased with the outcome.
Well, as journalists, obviously, we didn't know how it would come out, and it wasn't that we didn't care, but that we were immensely curious about what would happen if we brought people together from across the country to tackle a thorny issue that had caused a total national impasse.
Mm-hmm.
And fortuitously, it worked. I mean, it could have been a total disaster,
mm-hmm.
Which, of course, we would have also dutifully reported in
mm-hmm.
great detail.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time... I think it was an important eye-opener for a lot of Canadians. The thing about this was that when you were there, it was amazingly emotional.
Right.
I mean, people, you know, people cried, people hugged each other, people came together, and it was electric, the atmosphere, and that includes all the rest of us, hard-bitten journalists, too. I mean, we
mm-hmm.
were very moved to see this. And... I think what came out of it was a sense of an underlying fundamental patriotism and willingness to try and make this country work.
Mm-hmm.
And that included an avowed separatist from Quebec and a hardline national one-government guy from the West. It included people from the labor movement. It included business people. I mean, there were, you know, we picked the people quite intentionally,
right?
Through a kind of exhaustive system of cluster analysis and regional balance and gender balance and you name it. And it was a pretty representative group. And there were some low points, to be sure, and lots of headbang. But that we were able to come out of it and actually draft a document at a time when the governments in the country couldn't do it.
Right.
Was, I think, a real eye-opener to,
yes.
certainly to our readers and
yes.
and a TV audience that sat and watched it.
Did that have any impact on government?
I think it did. I mean, I don't want to be unnecessarily boastful about this, but yeah, I think it did. I think it, in fact, presaged an actual deal that almost happened in Ottawa among the government leaders, right down to, you know, three or four key points.
And what deal was that?
Well, there were two attempts. Meech Lake, which
right.
I don't know if you want to get into all that. But,
now, Meech Lake preceded your
yeah.
package, right?
But and had been a total failure.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say a total failure, but it had foundered on problems. And then there was a Charlottetown accord that was, if memory serves, was still, you would probably know better than I, the dates. I don't have them at hand.
Mr. Lewis, could you bear with me for one moment?
Yeah. So there was a kind of real sense of despair and crisis in the country that somehow this ongoing standoff between the representatives of Quebec and the representatives of the rest of Canada
right.
was going to go on yet again and for another generation or more.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was the beginning of... I think we contributed to a softening in hardline positions. And I think people were able to see that men and women of good faith come together, recognize their differences and try to work around them and sort out problems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the end, the official government exercise didn't succeed either, but that had to do with the fact that the people of Canada roundly rejected the formula in a referendum.
Uh-huh. Today, 8 years after you did that reporting, do you see any evidence of a lingering impact of it?
I'm just going to take a minute to... It's been so long since I looked at this. I just want to glance at the... bear with me. I just want to glance at the final document, because I think there were a couple of elements that did lead to something.
No, that's fine.
Looking through a lot of elements that resonate today, and in fact, some things that... You know, we weren't obviously the only people to raise these issues, but in terms of non-constitutional issues like training and university education and the like that have come to fruition. There's also there was a kind of a populist tone to a lot of the stuff having to do with governments, and there was talk of reforming the system in this document that they approved.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they advocated was lifting the parliamentary whips in a government situation and allowing more freedom for members of the government side to vote their conscience rather than toe the party line.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantees for representation from Aboriginal peoples, fixed terms for members. That whole kind of populist bag that you're familiar with in the United States as well, recall and a whole bunch of things like that. Well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of those sentiments which were expressed in this document have also been amplified, and some of them have been implemented in the legislatures of the country. I mean, there is a recall provision in British Columbia, as you may know.
Right.
There were a lot of things that sort of helped to further the public debate. For example, the direct election of senators. I mean, it still hasn't happened, but that was in this document. There was a whole bunch of stuff about reforming the electoral process and setting national standards for social programs. So, for example, there was just a recent attempt by all the governments in the country to do that very thing. I mean, with a kind of elaborate signing on from all governments, including Quebec, to a health care proposal that there would be, a minimum set of standards for national health care.
Right.
So, I mean, I can, as I look at this thing, I go down the list and I see that, well, again, we wouldn't have been the only people to discover this. I mean, the endorsement with the signatures of the people, and you probably have the publication
right.
that we put out, that page 56.
Yes, sir.
That in itself was an interesting moment when these diverse folk put their signatures to the bottom of this piece of paper.
So,
I mean, the fundamental dilemma still remains. The problem of two founding nations versus 10 equal provinces, and that conundrum still hasn't been fully dealt with because Quebec still hasn't signed on to any formal deal.
Right.
So it would be wrong to say we solved Canada's national unity issue.
Sure. Right.
But I think we went a good way down the road to shedding light and understanding on some of the more arcane elements of the debate, and I think most important of all, that demonstrating that goodwill between people of different points of view is probably the key to the whole thing. And if we're ever going to resolve the thing for good, I think it's going to have to be this kind of spirit that brings people together.
Right. You mentioned a moment ago the emotion that folks felt as a result of their participation. It's obvious in your reporting, and I got a copy of the documentary from the filmmaker as well, and of course you really see it through that. In fact, I'm kind of amazed at how well people were able to manage their emotions even before the catharsis at the end, because there was certainly some very earnest, heart-bearing talk among those folks. What's your impression of where that emotion came from? Why was it so moving to the participants and even the observers, as you said?
Well, one reason, I think, was that for too long, this whole matter, these various matters, had been the province of men in suits on television, and there was a real frustration, I think, on the part of people that they were powerless to do anything about any of this stuff, and yet every night they would watch these seemingly endless meetings and a parade of bickering politicians, and I think for once this group felt, well, here's our chance to show these buggers that we can do it differently. I mean, there really was an element of that. I mean, you could sense that in the chit chat around the table at night and whatnot. I mean, there was I wouldn't want to be grandiose about it and say a kind of sense of history, but I think there was certainly a sense of competition that they damn well wanted to succeed where these men in suits couldn't and didn't. And also, I think there was we've seen this in some of the other work we've done in terms of our annual poll of the mood of the country, that there is a quiet patriotism in this country which is not of the flag waving hand on the heart American variety, but
right.
it's fairly profound, and I think that came out at this meeting, that there was one moment when this lawyer from British Columbia, and I think it was in that show. Did he not take the guy from Quebec to Stephen Leacock's grave or the church nearby or something? And this was the first time this guy from Quebec had ever heard of Stephen Leacock, who was kind of a legendary Canadian humorist.
Right.
If that's not an oxymoron. And, well, it isn't, I guess. Since half the comedians in Hollywood are from Canada. But, And this guy had his eyes open. He'd never heard of, and this was all sort of off agenda, right? It was just a personal thing.
Yeah.
They became friends, and in fact, they used to visit each other. When this guy was traveling and down east, he would go and see the guy in Quebec. The guy in Quebec would visit this woman in New Brunswick in this little town, brought his kids down there. And these people all stayed in touch after this, which I found fascinating.
Right.
That they had become this this mini little institution. And I don't know today if they still have reunions or not. They probably do.
You know, I have to tell you the things about what...
They were similar. You may know that as well. We had a second session with this same group.
Right.
At a different place. And then we did one on deficits and the budget.
Right. I don't have the deficit article, but I was sent your follow-up article.
Right.
But here's the thing that you...
I mean, again, not just directly flowing out of our work, but there's been several other manifestations of citizen power, since. I mean, there have been kind of consumer revolts about issues like cable television, and you know, much more of a feisty electorate. And you know, I suppose indirectly, we probably helped to contribute to that as well. I mean, I think there was a sense of, I mean, certainly on the part of this little group, a sense of empowerment for a few days, and a lot of pride in what we produced and what they produced.
Right.
And a real sense that they had made a difference. I mean, they all left that place feeling that they had made a real contribution. And you could sense that in the follow-up afterwards. I mean, they kept in touch, and they sent each other clippings, and they were interviewed in their local communities. And they a lot of them became, you know, fairly... They had profiles in their own community once they had gone home.
Yeah.
And they would be interviewed on subjects when it was appropriate.
Right. You've not been in touch with them in recent years, I guess.
I haven't, no. I regret that. It would be nice to do that at some point.
You know, I'm doing some other reporting right now,